in the middle of this, Anthony. Koenig here, Marin. Marin here, McCarville. McCarville here, Peters. Peters absent, Peterson.
Here.
Peterson here, and Postler.
Postler here.
Postler here, Ritt. Ritt absent, Rose. Oh, they may be muted. Just occurred to me. I want to check on that. On your end?
Yeah.
I'll come back. Why don't we go Rylander?
Rylander here.
Smith. Smith here, Udell.
Udell here,
Veldrin. Wegleitner.
Here.
Wegleitner here, Weigand.
Here.
Weigand here, Yang. Yang absent, Andre. Andre here, Blazewicz.
Blazewicz
here, Betcher. Bollig.
Bollig here,
Brower. Brower here, Chavla. Chavla here, Collins. Collins here, Doolin. Doolin, Downing.
Here.
Downing here, Doyle. Doyle here, Eicher.
Here.
Eicher here, Engelberger. Engelberger here, Erickson. Erickson here, Freeze.
Freeze here.
Freeze here, Glazer.
Here.
Glazer here, Gray.
Gray here.
Gray here, Huselman. Huselman here, Jackson.
Jackson here.
Jackson here, Kageya. Kageya here, Kemp.
Kemp here.
And anyone else we miss?
I don't know.
Ritt's here.
Ritt is here, thank you. Rose?
Rose here.
Rose is here.
Rose here.
Is Veldrin? Okay. We have a quorum.
All right, we have a quorum. With that, we shall proceed with the inspirational message delivered by Supervisor Crowning. Go ahead. Where is he?
So I'm one of the new people, and
you're good.
So I'm one of the new people, and I don't have much context for this, so I kind of like just put this together by trying to develop something that I would want to hear on a first meeting. So we'll see what happens. So I'm not very good at career management. It always leads to one of my least favorite questions, and that is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I never have a good answer for that. If I could be honest, I would basically say, well, when I get there, I'll probably be busy, because I'm always busy. But occasionally, I find myself looking up from the business of my life, and I'm surprised. And I have to ask myself, how did I end up here? And tonight is definitely one of those nights. So I'm not sure if I believe in karma or anything like that, but what I do believe in is the universe always delivers you to the place that you're supposed to be. So since if I accept that I'm supposed to be here, I have to accept that everybody in this room is supposed to be here as well. And since we're all supposed to be here, my hope is that we come together and debate, honestly debate issues, that we openly express our concerns, that we listen, not to generate responses, but to gain understanding, and that we trust the process, that by working together collaboratively, that we come to better solutions for our community. Better solutions than we could ever have as individuals. Now, kind of circling back to my planning issues. So if someone was to ask me, will I be here in 10 or 6 or even 2 years from tonight? The answer is I don't know. But what I do know is I have these 2 years. And the only thing I can control in these 2 years are my actions. So my intention, and I invite everybody to join me in this, is to just show up, do the work in front of me to the best of my ability. And if I can do that, then I think I'll be okay with where the universe puts me in the future. Thank you.
And with that, we will do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Supervisor Crowning. We will move on next to special matters and announcements. First item is the confirmation and swearing in of Aaron Welch of the vacancy in District 7. First, I will request a motion. Do I have a... That was Kigaya. Second by Supervisor Gray. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. We have Judge Remington here to administer the oath. If you would come down here, Your Honor, on this side.
Well, thank you for seeing you all again, Representative Cronin. I'm here to once again welcome a new member of the county board and instill in her the same oath that I administered before with such seriousness and importance as to the job that you are all charged to do. Aaron, would you raise your right hand and then read your oath, please?
I, Aaron Welch, having been appointed to the office of Dane County Supervisor, District 7, swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin, and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of said office to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Supervisor Welch, if you'd like to take a photo with the judge, you can do so with your family as well, if they'd like to join you. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next order of business, which is the election of second vice chair. Are there any nominations?
I would like to make a nomination. Rose here.
Go ahead, Supervisor Rose.
I'd like to nominate April Kigaya.
All right. Any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right. With that, I'm going to close all the nominations unless there's an objection. Supervisor Kigaya has been elected second vice chair. Congratulations, Supervisor Kigaya. Do you have any words you'd like to say? Thank you. Moving on, the next item under special matters and announcements is Resolution 007, recognizing May as Mental Health Awareness Month. Supervisor Jackson will be reading the resolution tonight. Supervisor Jackson, come up to the front, please.
Thank you. 2024 Resolution 007, recognizing May as Mental Health Awareness Month. Whereas May 1st marks the beginning of Mental Health Awareness Month, which has been observed in the United States since 1949 and encourages everyone to be aware of their mental well-being. And whereas Mental Health Awareness Month is a time dedicated to raising awareness about mental health issues, advocating for policies to support those affected, and breaking down the stigma surrounding mental illness. And whereas mental health is an essential part of overall well-being, impacting individuals, families, and communities across Dane County, and whereas this is an issue that touches all of us nationwide, 1 in 6 youth experience a mental health condition each year, and 1 in 5 American adults experience a mental health condition each year. And whereas early intervention and access to quality care are essential for managing mental health conditions and improving quality of life, and whereas addressing the mental health crisis in Dane County requires a comprehensive approach that includes evidence-based programs, initiatives, and policies. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors commits to supporting organizations such as Anesis Therapy, NAMI Dane County, RISE, and Briar Path Youth Services that advocate for and provide mental health services for residents of Dane County. Be it finally resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors recognizes May as Mental Health Awareness Month, calls upon all residents, businesses, schools, and community organizations to support mental health awareness, education, and advocacy. The Dane County Board of Supervisors also commits to prioritizing investments in mental health programs, diversifying services, and to improve access to mental health care for all Dane County residents.
Thank you, Supervisor Jackson. Is there a motion? By Jackson, sorry. Is there a second? Seconded by Supervisor Huselman. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. That motion carries and is adopted. I believe Supervisor Jackson, there's also two individuals that would like to speak.
Yes, thank you all.
First, go ahead. I'm sorry. First, we have Bobby Briggs, I believe. You can bring her up.
Good evening, all. Imagine you received a deep cut on your body. This cut is quite severe and will need stitches, but due to you being taught that these wounds aren't a big deal, you decide to ignore the pain, maybe put on a Band-Aid, and move on with your life. Unfortunately, time does not heal wounds. It creates infections if the wound is not treated properly. This infection becomes so bad, it begins to affect your behavior, your ability to take care of your everyday tasks, and how you connect with others. Finally, you try to seek help, but after encountering barrier after barrier, the infection continues to spread and has become so unbearable that you begin to believe that no one can help. Consequently, you stop seeking help and start coming up with answers on your own and what you have landed on as the best answer to the problem, which is to remove yourself from it. The infection in this example represents a mental health disorder, and this is what it can look like for someone who is struggling with the deep cuts we can receive from stressors and traumas of life. This is how suicide can become a solution rather than something this person would never consider. According to the National Alliance of Mental Illness, 57.8 million U.S. adults experienced mental illness in 2021, and 7.7 million U.S. youth aged 6 to 17 experienced a mental disorder in 2016. Mental Health Awareness Month is more than just promoting self-care and having a mental health speaker every now and then. It's mental health being seen as a true life or death crisis. It's having accurate mental health psychoeducation and well-trained, culturally compassionate mental health professionals in schools and in our community. It's legislation being supported and passed to adequately support those in the mental health field, like myself. It is adequate insurance coverage for children, adults, and families to be able to seek services. And it is building authentic relationships with the people in our communities in order for us to know the needs and for action to happen. As you consider the resolution on the floor, I ask that you reflect on what I have brought before you and how you want to be a part of the solution as we try to dismantle oppressive systems that lead to the tragedies, such as the experience told by a grieving mother that you will hear from after me. If you or anyone you know needs support, please know that Anesis offers drop-in sessions on the south side and west side of Madison, Wisconsin. More information can be found on our website, anesistherapycenter.com. And I thank you so much for this opportunity and hope that we can all come together as we work to heal the infection that stress-related mental health disorders has caused. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Julie Elfers, if you'd like to come forward, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Julie Elfers. I'm the mother of Brooke Elfers. She was 17 years old. Brooke's struggles began around Christmas time, voicing her deep sadness and expressing her belief that happiness was unattainable for her. Despite discussions about therapy and medication, she opted to return to a job she once cherished. Initially, this seemed like a step forward, but come March, she requested to go on medication. On March 8th, during a visit to our primary care doctor, we discovered that Brooke had attempted suicide with Advil, a revelation that my husband and I were completely unaware of. This heartbreaking experience underscores the urgent need to address and understand the gravity of suicide and mental health issues in our society. Under the advisement of the PCP, we took Brooke to the emergency department immediately. We waited 7 hours before being seen. She was starving, angry, and uncomfortable, and she wanted out. She wanted to go home. In spite of wanting help, she more deeply just wanted to go home. The resident who saw her allowed her to pull the wool over his eyes. She told him all the things he wanted to hear. He even commented to us that Brooke was so emotionally wise, she should consider going into psychiatry. She knew what to say to get him to let her go home. The resident told us that because our communication and our relationship were so good with Brooke, he was okay with sending her home with a safety plan. Alternatively, he was also okay with admitting her. I wanted her to be admitted. She had already attempted suicide once, had just hours before told our primary that she was not safe at home and wanted to hurt herself. I wasn't okay with a safety plan. I wanted her to have immediate therapy and meds. Brooke wouldn't consent. She wanted to go home. The resident said he couldn't admit her without her consent. I asked if we took her home if we could get a quick therapy appointment, and not only did he say he would not prescribe her any meds from the ER, but scoffed and said we'd be lucky if we could see a therapist within months. Still, the solution was to send us home with a 988 number, a list of therapists, miles, long wait lists, and told us to get lock boxes for sharps and pills. This was useless. Brooke fought hard. She started meds and was honest with us about how she was feeling. We kept telling her to just hang on. Help was coming. Therapy was coming. I told her I refused to give up on her. I promised her we would get her feeling good again. And more than anything in this world, I wish I could have kept that promise to her. April 12th, 1 month after the ER visit, 1 month of fighting, 1 month of waiting for therapy, we went to Brooke's room to give her medication and found her hanging in her room. We followed the safety plan. We had sharps and meds locked up. We had appointments made. We did everything we could, and it wasn't enough, all because Brooke needed immediate care that night in the ER, and we weren't allowed to give it to her. She left the hospital because she was hungry and uncomfortable from a long wait. Our laws failed our daughter. Our system failed our daughter. Our daughter is dead because we couldn't get her the help she needed. She was a minor, and yet, as her parents, we could not get her help. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alfers. Next, we'll be moving on under special matters and announcements. Is Resolution 009 correct?
You allow supervisors to comment on the resolution?
Sure. Go ahead, Supervisor.
Well, thank you, Chair Kemp. I wish, given the tragedy that occurred in Mount Horeb over the past week, I wish you had allowed me to be the second on this one. Because I'm sure that everyone in Mount Horeb and the rest of the district understands that awareness of these type of problems can go a long way to heading them off. So I'll definitely be supporting it, and I certainly hope all the rest of you will too.
Thank you, Supervisor Downey. Moving on to our next item under special matters and announcements is Resolution 009, recognizing May as National Foster Care Month. Supervisor Collins will be reading the resolution tonight.
Splitting this with Supervisor Rose, who's up there now. 2024 Resolution 009, recognizing May as National Foster Care Month in Dane County. Whereas Dane County recognizes that kids flourish when supported by families who provide love, identity, and hope, and whereas over 7,000 children are currently living in foster care in Wisconsin, and demand persists for more foster families to provide caring and supportive homes during difficult periods in the lives of kids and families, and whereas at any given time in Dane County, we have 40 to 50 teenagers who need a foster home, who are then placed in temporary foster homes or more restrictive placements such as group homes and shelters. And studies show that teens placed in foster care are less likely to return to care and have more successful outcomes than youth placed in more restrictive settings. And
Whereas the foster care system experiences the same racial disparities persistent throughout Dane County, with African-American children being overrepresented in numbers of children who go missing in out of home care and their length of stay in the foster care system. And whereas foster families open their hearts and homes by caring for kids whose families are in crisis, playing a vital role in their healing process, empowering them to see a future of limitless potential, providing security and stability, and contributing to their healthy growth into adulthood. And whereas each day, thousands of professionals in public, private, and tribal agencies work together to support kids and families with the resources and support they need and deserve. And whereas this month, Dane County joins all those involved with foster care and recognizes their steadfast devotion to the safety, stability, and well-being of kids and families year-round. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Dane County Board of Supervisors does hereby proclaim May 2024 as Foster Care Month. So moved by Rose.
And I'll second.
That's, okay. Motion by Rose, second by Collins. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
All opposed, say no. That motion carries and is adopted. Right. That concludes special matters. Now on to announcements. Are there any announcements from the board? Supervisor Engelberger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to announce Setna Mai stands for the 17th of May, which is Norway's Constitution Day. Stoughton is known as a Norwegian community, and they celebrate the heritage every year. And a little more than a week from now, May 17th through the 19th, we have a big celebration. So I'm hoping that everybody can join us down there in Stoughton, and there will be all kinds of food and Norwegian. Oh, I lost my feed here. Norwegian dancers, 20-mile run. There are art shows, traditional Norwegian delicacies, local food stands, parade, canoe race, and Stoughton Village players, and on. So I hope to see you down there a week from now on the weekend in Stoughton. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Engelberger. Supervisor Downing.
Thank you, Chair Kemp. Just a few more words of where I left off in the last one. As you all know, there's just been a terrible tragedy out in my neck of the woods. It has consumed everyone. It consumed almost this entire local newspaper. But the headline is a masterclass in resilience, and that's the next step for the folks there. You can tell they've been chalking sidewalks, therapy dogs. I have just a few more words for you, which are, while we're thankful for the precautions that the school district took and the extraordinary efforts of the community responders, we cannot accept acts like this as commonplace and must do more that our children and those that work tirelessly to educate them will not experience this again. And I think one of the ways to do that is to appreciate those around us. And Mount Horeb area is gonna give you all an opportunity to do that over the coming weekend, the 17th through 19th. Around two dozen artists are opening their homes and studios for you to come in and have a look and enjoy what's happening, and come on out and join us in this. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Downing. Moving on, if there are no other announcements, I have three here. First, we have the May birthdays. Supervisor McCarville's birthday is May 21st. Supervisor Peterson's May 25th. Supervisor Wygand, May 28th. And Supervisor Udell is May 30th. In addition, I just want to remind everyone that there is a reception to start off the next term at the Rigby after our meeting, so I will try and keep us moving quickly here so we can get to that. And then finally, there'll be an opportunity for board members regarding emergency management prior to the next board meeting. Carrie Meyer from the Emergency Management will be providing CCR training in the chambers prior to the next meeting. That starts at 6 p.m. It's an opportunity and it's not mandatory. Staff will follow up with additional details. Moving on to the payment of the bills. Under C, for bills over $10,000 referred to the county board, is there a motion on the bills? Moved by Bollig. Is there a second? Second by McCarville. I saw her raise her hand. Any discussion or questions on the bills? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. With that, the motion carries. The bills are approved. There are no denial of claims today, so we're on to E, approval of the county board minutes. I'm going to take both the April 4th and April 16th minutes together. Is there a motion? Motion by McCarville, seconded by Gray. All in favor? I should have asked for discussion. Is there any discussion at all? Okay. All opposed? With that, the motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. Moving next to consent calendar under F. On consent calendar, we have 9 items before us. Are there any requests for separation?
Item 1.
Supervisor Engelberger?
Yeah, item 1.
Okay, item 1. Supervisor Wiegand, I think you're next.
I'd just like to be recorded as abstaining on F3 because of my employment. Thank you.
Any others? F9. Okay. Any others other than that? All right. Okay. I'd like to take the balance of the items, if that's all right. What's before us is a committee action. With that, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The motion carries. Those items are adopted. So we can go back to 1. Supervisor Engelberger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ordinance 2023-79, I'm all in favor of. I'd recommend the board to approve this, but I do want to bring some information forward, I guess, on this regarding the coverage of this ordinance change. As many of our ordinances only cover a portion of the county, basically the portion that is not incorporated. So it doesn't have any effect in villages or cities. I believe Madison is, either has or is considering a similar ordinance, which would be great. In this case, the person that brought this to my attention was somebody that lived in Stoughton and had a problem with dog bites and that type of thing. And so, you know, I signed on to it and looked into it a little bit. And I guess I would, you know, I would ask our corporation counsel to just comment a little bit on coverage of our ordinances and specifically in this case. But since many of the locations in our county are not covered under this, like all of our other cities and villages, which is a large population of our county, we need either a way to encourage them to adopt their own ordinances that are very similar to this, so we have the similar coverage throughout the county. So I would just ask corporate counsel to comment on where it's covered and where it's not.
Supervisor Engelberger has indicated this ordinance would apply just to the townships, the unincorporated areas of the county. One unique factor, though, is that our humane officers, actually, those that we employ to sort of enforce this ordinance, actually have countywide jurisdiction. So they're allowed to operate within a municipality as long as that municipality hasn't kind of stepped away or passed a resolution saying they don't want to be covered by the public health by the humane officers employed by public health. However, although they can operate within the municipality, they would need to have the municipality pass a similar ordinance for them to take the same action that we're currently considering tonight. So it's a little bit of a quirk, but in theory, it is possible to have every municipality follow suit, but only if those municipalities kind of adopted their own version of this ordinance.
Thank you, Carlos. I neglected to state there are 12 individuals in support, have registered in support of F3, but do not want to speak, and one in support of F9, but does not want to speak. So we are still on one. Are there any other questions or concerns, comments? Okay. Supervisor Huselman?
Yes. So reading this, it seems like it gives some leeway for discretion of the officer to implement, where I can't find it right now, but the ordinance that is going through Madison is a little bit more specific. And I'm just wondering, in that case, it sounds like then if the dog bite happened within Madison, it would be under Madison, but not Dane County. Has there been any looked at the language to make it more cohesive since it goes through the same board?
It's my understanding the language is very similar. I wasn't aware that there was a difference in terms of discretion. Obviously, every officer, humane officer, or law enforcement officer has a discretion to issue a citation. So I'm not sure if that's what you're referring to.
It was specifically about when to implement, like, the muzzle. I think sorry, I can't find it right now. There was a little bit more wording in the Madison one, from my understanding, and I can't find it right now.
I can speak to the intent of the two ordinances, having worked with both Corp Counsel.
Supervisor, was that?
I apologize. This is John Hosbeck with Public Health.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Sorry about that. I had worked with both Corp Counsel and City Attorney's offices to craft these ordinances with the intention of them being essentially identical, although it is, the ordinances are worded differently just because they're not identical ordinances. So there is some difference in wording, but the attorneys that were involved all agreed that they would be enforced the same. The officers would exercise the same discretion, and that discretion is only related to whether a citation is issued or not. If a citation is issued for injury off property, then these ordinances should require that when an animal is taken off the owner's property on leash, that it must be muzzled.
Thank you. Supervisor Engelberger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to, again, encourage passage of this, and also encourage all of our board members who are outside of the city of Madison to discuss this with each of their villages and cities that they're involved in their districts, of passing a similar ordinance and working with Dane County Madison Public Health regarding this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Engelberger. Is there any further discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, with that, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion carries, and it is adopted. Moving on next. We're going to move on to number 9. Let's see, and we had Supervisor Weigleitner, I believe.
Thank you, Chair Kemp. I think this is a question for perhaps Director Brockmeyer or Sheriff Barrett, if he is on the call.
One of the limitations in the lease addendum is that the lessee will employ only those persons who pass the sheriff's office background check administered by Dane County. So I was looking for more information about what that sheriff background check was checking for. I imagine Director Brockmeyer might be familiar with that background check. I just want to make sure we're not, you know, unfairly denying people access to employment.
Thank you for your question. I'm not exactly sure what the sheriff's office background check entails. I think that would be something that probably the sheriff's office would be able to let us know about.
And is there anyone from the sheriff's office on the meeting tonight? Sheriff Kemp, can you see? I can't see anyone.
No, there is not.
Okay. I'm wondering, I'll do a little crowdsourcing here. If there's anyone who might entertain a question from the Public Works Committee, if this came up in committee discussion, I guess I just was reviewing this now, and I'm a little, I'm not sure if this is a requirement of anybody, like, anybody that is regularly in the courthouse. It's an open building, so I was just kind of curious about that. But it looks like there's nobody available to answer that question. So,
yeah, I'm not sure if this is something we would have control over anyway, but I'm sure we can find out more information from the sheriff's office if need be. But if anyone from the Public Works Department has any comment?
Well, yeah, I just didn't know if it came up in committee or anything. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is there any other further discussion on the resolution? All right. Seeing none with that, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. And that motion carries and is adopted. That takes care of the consent calendar for items under Section M. We're moving on to all the items that require simple majority for passage. We have two items before us. Are there any requests for separation? Okay. All right. Well, seeing that there are none, is there any discussion for either of the resolutions? Seeing none, I'd like to record that this is passed unanimously unless there is an objection. Okay. Seeing no objection, it will be recorded. This item is adopted. Moving on, finally, that concludes items in M. If there's no other such business allowed by law, we can adjourn until May 23rd. Is there a motion to adjourn? Moved by Supervisor Gray. Is there a second?
Second.
Supervisor Erickson had his hand up first. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
Recording stopped.